Audio Mode 2015, day 13. No, day 16. This is my 13th episode. Whew, my brain is getting addled. Although it shouldn't be, it has had plenty of oxygen pumped to it in the past half an hour. What am I talking about? In the past hour. I am back from my first run in 2 weeks, my first bit of proper exercise that has raised my heartbeat and left me sweating. It feels so good. It feels great to be back. It feels great to be running again and exercising again. It's 20 to 11 on the 16th of June. And the situation in Ireland is, because it's further west and further north than where I lived in London, is the evenings here seem to go on forever in the summer. And if I wanted to, I could go outside now with a book or a newspaper and I could read it. And in about a week or so, is that right? No, sooner, we'll have the longest night. And it will stay bright or light until quite close to 11 o'clock. And I don't remember the evenings being that long in London. Anyway, what it does mean is that in the summer, in the evenings, I can go running until quite late and be quite safe, be quite visible and be able to see where I am running. It's all fantastic. So what did I do today? Well, he says, reaching into his pocket for his trusty phone. And let's see if I can open up RunKeeper. And I will tell you that I ran. Some statistics for you. At last, we're no longer giving out zeros here. I ran 4.19 kilometres in 25 minutes and 57 seconds. So that was quite slow. But for my first run back, I'm quite happy. The pace on average was 6 minutes and 11 seconds per kilometre. And I burned 327 calories, or so RunKeeper tells me. So I'm relatively pleased. I'm just pleased to be back running, to be honest with you. But of course, over the 2 weeks, I have lost 4 weeks ground on where I should be. Now, if you're self-employed or you're freelance, you'll immediately get the calculation, because not only have I been not running for 2 weeks, so I've lost 2 weeks of fitness, I'm also 2 weeks behind where I would have been had I continued to run and exercise. So it's going to take me 2 weeks to make up that ground. So only if I look at where I was 2 weeks ago, it's going to take me until 2 weeks from now to make up the ground that I've lost. So I'm in essence 4 weeks behind on my schedule. But there we go. It's good to be back. And as I say, I am very pleased. By the way, here's a piece of audio for you of what I sounded like just after I finished the run. First run, any exercise really, to raise the heartbeat in 2 weeks, exactly 2 weeks. Boy, am I out of breath. Oh boy. That wasn't pretty, was it? But there you go. I was going to record the whole episode after the run, but I couldn't. I ended the run at the bottom of quite a steep hill, and it was all I could do to walk up the bloody thing. So let alone actually record an episode. A quick shout out or acknowledgement of two people. There is a third person. Somebody's kindly sent me a recipe for a turmeric drink, and I'm going to try it. And I won't credit that person just yet. I will do an entire episode dedicated to this recipe. If that person is listening, it's coming, I promise you. And I do appreciate the recipe. Now, I want to do just acknowledge SM2N, who has been inspired, allegedly, by me to get on a cross trainer and do some exercise. That's kind of really nice to hear that I would have inspired somebody. Somebody else who accredited me with inspiring them to take up exercise again was my dear friend in Denmark, Greg McQueen, a fellow photographer and media creator, content creator. Now, the only thing is that does bring with it a bit of a responsibility, because when you start exercising again, you haven't done it for a while, you don't want to overload your body. Now, I'm not going to suggest that Greg and SM2N are anywhere near my age, but they might be. They might be. I'm 47. You may have gathered from the title of the mini podcast series that we're doing. And I know that if I actually went to my doctor a couple of years ago, because I said, look, I want to start running again. Can you check me out to make sure I'm not going to, in essence, die the first time I go out for a run or take up exercise? Anyway, it was all fine then. And then, of course, I didn't actually start running again. I didn't get round to it, which is a topic for another podcast. Finding time to exercise. But this time around, a couple of years ago, I mean, this was a couple of years after that medical, I just launched into it. But I've been building it up very, very, very gently. And guys, just be a little bit careful if you're exercising for the first time. And I have a suspicion you might be, not saying you're my age, but you might be sort of coming up behind me. Age-wise, and it is one of those ages where you do need to be a little bit careful. So, but I am extraordinarily chuffed that you would even consider taking up exercise based on what I'm up to. That's today's episode. I'm back running again, and 327 calories? Yes, 327 calories burned. Hooray. What does that leave? That leaves 76,673 calories to burn if I want to reduce my body weight by 10 kilograms of body fat. Talk to you again soon.